safe in water? The sun hung low over the delta of the great Tana River, its golden rays bouncing on the rippling water. Benja and Furaha paddled their canoe excitedly. The air was thick with the scent of wet earth, and the sound of birds chirping filled the air. It was a perfect day for fishing. Yet beneath their joy, an old warning echoed in their minds. Beware the flood waters from upstream. They come without warning, swift and merciless. The sky above them was clear, the river calm, and their hunger for fish stronger than their fear. The two young men cast their nets, their hands moving with practiced ease. They talked of the big catch they would take home and the feast that their families would have. But as they pulled up the nets, something changed. The air felt heavier. The birds felt silent. The water, once steady, began to churn. Then they heard it, a deep, rumbling roar, distant but fast approaching. Furaha's heart slammed against his ribs. The flood waters! He turned to Benja, his voice tight with urgency. Benja! We must get out of here now! Benja hesitated. They had just made their big catch. Then he saw it, a monstrous wall of water rushing toward them, foaming and fierce. They paddled toward the riverbank with all their might, but the river was faster and stronger. The canoe rocked violently, twisting and turning. Then, with a mighty force, the water seized them, flipping the canoe like a leaf in the wind. Furaha hit the water and kicked to the surface with ease. He was a fairly good swimmer, but where was Benja? He spun around, eyes scanning the rolling waves. There, Benja was clinging desperately to a broken piece of the canoe, his face twisted in panic. Shikilia! Shikilia! Furaha shouted to Benja to hold on, his voice barely rising above the raging waters. Benja's fingers slipped once, twice, but he clutched the piece of wood from the canoe again. Furaha swam desperately towards the riverbank. Then he remembered his whistle. He had tied it to his waist that morning, a habit born of caution. He scrambled onto the muddy shore, his chest heaving. Lifting the whistle to his lips, he blew with all his strength. The sharp, urgent sound cut through the air again and again. A call for help. Furaha knew he was not a good enough swimmer to face the raging waters. If he tried, they would both likely drown. Minutes passed, then voices, footsteps pounding against the earth. Help was here. Two strong rescuers dived into the water with long ropes tied around their waists and the ends of the ropes in the hands of other strong people. The rescuers reached for Benja, pulling him from the water. He collapsed onto the grass, coughing and gasping for air. His face was pale and his limbs were weak, but he was alive. Furaha knelt beside Benja and, with his own breath still raged, whispered, "You did it, brother! You did it! You held on!"